Promotional consideration paid for by the following.
We'll pull your big boobies out, chew some fruit stripe gum. The taste will make you come. Make it happen, get your kicks. You'll be begging all the fellas, also all the chicks. Fruit stripe gum, if you don't chew it, you're a piece of shit.
Yo, set it up. Welcome to another neat edition of Keeping the 99's Localize It. My name is Eagle, and today we're going to be talking to Nick DeCorville. DeCorville. I'm pretty sure I just pronounced it right that time. Nick is in a band called Wall Creeper. He plays bass for Wall Creeper. Wall Creeper is a band that I've been into for quite a while now. A few years under the belt of enjoying their music. Nick is a dude that I knew when he was a kid. He used to hang out with my little sister. I want to say like 15, 16 years ago, he and I actually became, we bonded. We became kindred spirits over our love for a band called the Melvins. And just our love for the weird. And when he joined Wall Creeper, he was so excited. And I was so excited for him because it was just such an extreme kick-ass band. And they just put out a music video called Here's a Nice Piece of Shit. It's an older song of theirs, but the video is brand fucking new. Just released on Easter. I highly recommend everybody go check it out. In fact, you know what? Fuck it. Here's the song. It was a short song. Boom! That was it! That was Here's a Nice Piece of Shit from Wall Creeper. Nick is in Wall Creeper, and I don't know why I talk all radio-y like that when I'm on the podcast. Maybe I should call him, and when I call him, I'm gonna be like, hey, what's going on? Nick is, Eagle from Keeping It 99 Radio. Today I'm gonna have you pick a song. Hey, buddy. I can do some radio shit. Oh, shit, my phone is... Is it dying? It might be. Today, Nick has got a band that he's going to be picking. It's a Cleveland band called Yambag. That's a great fucking name. I'm going to say that again when I talk to him. When he says it, I'm going to be like, that's a great fucking name, bro. Do you dare me to say it just like that when he says it? We'll see. Let's give Nick a call.
Ladies and gentlemen, from the heart of the heartland, it's time for Keeping It 99.
Yes.
Hello?
Nick!
Eric?
Yes! It is I, Eric!
Hello.
Hey, what's up, man? How you doing?
It's good. It's great to talk to you. It's been a minute.
Yeah, man. It's been a while. I kind of haven't been out that much in the past month, I want to say.
I don't get out like I used to.
Yeah,
it's
I know.
It's not my schedule anymore.
I know. And it was like after a year of seeing you at every concert that
right,
I went to.
Yeah, yeah.
Like,
I believe the last one was the Metal of the Mat, the second one.
Yeah.
But we had seen each other at a ton of shows.
Including Heart. I saw you at the Heart.
Yeah, I think that was the number one.
Yeah, that was...
Joan Jett.
Mm-hmm. That was a good show.
Heart puts on a really good set that I didn't expect out of them.
Really? I figured 50 years or 60 years of playing, they would be all right.
Yeah, but once you've been around the U.S. 400 times.
Yeah, right? So today...
It's hard to figure it out.
Today, real quick, I want to say congratulations on the new music video. I watched it twice already.
I was going to bring it up at some point. Yeah, we filmed that this weekend. We all filmed our parts separately.
Yeah.
That social distancing. But I'm really excited. Josh did a great job editing it. And, it really turned out good.
Yeah. Congrats on the waifu. I did not expect to see a waifu in a video, but I did.
Icarus. Yep, is her name.
Aw.
She's only a friend of mine.
Taking it slow. Yeah. Understood. So what we're doing is every day I'm having somebody pick a Northeast Ohio band for us to play and feature on the show, since bands aren't able to go out and play fucking shows. And I just kind of thought it would be a neat little idea. And you're a person that I wanted to ask because I've known you for a long fucking time. Pre-musician shit. You used to hang out with my little sister like 15, 16 years ago, and you and you and I bonded over the Melvins and Big Business at that time when they were like a giant supergroup together, and I just automatically fell in love with you because I was like, oh, somebody appreciates awesome fucking music.
Yeah, yeah, that's kind of what happened. I'm like, oh, wow, this is really the best. A little bit down the road, then I find out, like, oh, he plays Crush Groove. This is really cool. But, yeah, this is hard for me. This is hard just picking one song.
Right.
I wasn't sure, you know, oh, do I want to go something more old school? Do I want to go... I didn't know what to pick. So this one was hard for me. So I just went with the one that's just been, like, stuck in my head the most.
And today you chose a band called Yambag?
Nice.
Yambag, that's right. They're from Cleveland. Wall Creeper, we played a show with them at the matinee. It was kind of a sleeper show because we had actually booked another show at the Foundry the same night. I forget who we played with that night. Someone will correct me. But we were playing a show at the Foundry, so we are also playing a show at the Mat, so the matinee show. It was not a lot of people were there, but it was us, Yambag, Spike Pit, and then another band called Weed Whacker. They're all really great. They're all great guys. All like, you know, that Cleveland hardcore punk sound, but Yambag, I think, just like the angriest out of all of it.
They're fucking insane.
Every time I hear it, I just want to start throwing shit.
Yeah, they're fucking crazy. You sent me like a video a few months back, I'm going to say, from Yambag. And I was just like, what the fuck? It was just chaos. And then I saw that there were a Cleveland band that were, you know, playing out and shit. I was like, oh, okay. I was like, yeah.
I've seen them a couple of times, but I think the best was, like, I saw them at Horrible Fest. They played at, like, midnight in just a blackened bar at Now That's Class. And it was just absolute chaos. Just the wildest energy.
Well, hell yeah. So the song you picked is it called Who Am I? Is that what I'm playing today?
Yeah, it's off their newest album, Posthumous Pounce. They had it on Bandcamp. They uploaded it to Bandcamp for like a week, and then they took it down because I guess they're getting it officially released. I think this month. I'm not sure. Like, I'm talking like I'm the band or whatever, but I think I'm just obsessed with them. No. I think they got an album coming out this month, though, called Posthumous Pounce.
Well, I'm about to play some of that. Thank you so much. Is there anything you want to plug? Wall Creeper's not playing any shows anytime soon, I'm assuming.
Yeah. Come not check out Wall Creeper on tour with Goose.
Yes.
I believe we also don't have a show in Pittsburgh. That was, I think that was last month, actually. And then there's Bill's Rabbit Fest. Don't go to that. We won't be playing that either. A lot of stuff not happening.
Yeah, but you guys did get a pretty kick-ass music video out of it.
Thanks, man. Thanks. Yeah, it was fun. It was fun. It's goofy. It turned out really well.
Well, all right, Nick. Well, thank you so much for doing this.
Thanks for having me on.
I'm about to play some Yambag. Who Am I, out of Cleveland. Go check them out. Go check out Wall Creeper. Go download their stuff on Bandcamp. Nick, thank you so much again, man.
Oh, yeah, man. Take it easy.
Weather Media Network production. Find new episodes and archives at lousyweathermedia.com.